Guys, love, and Alexis Yunes here once again for a little Caribbean corner, another special edition, because we've got another sneaky little guest joining us, hoping that he can give us a ray of light at the end of the West Indies cricket tunnel. The man, the great legend, Sir Geoffrey Dujon, former West Indies wicketkeeper, joining us right now. Duj, Shaka has been crying his eyes out after that Pakistan series where they failed to win pretty much any series. Please tell me that there's something you can tell us that we can stop crying.
Well, that Shaka is crying is very strange because he doesn't know anything about cricket.
But he can tell.
I remember the good old days when you were playing. That's what I know about cricket, and I haven't seen it for far too long.
Well, I can understand you then, because that was real cricket.
Exactly.
So what did we see against Pakistan, Sir Duj? Any light at the end of the tunnel? That any highlight for you? Of course, we know that you were tracking it quite closely, doing commentary.
Yes, man. There were a few bright spots. I mean, you know, we don't really lack talent. You know, I think we just need to take care of the details a little bit better. The batting of Ross and Chase, I mean, he played extremely well. Shannon Gabriel has really come into his own and done quite well. So, you know, the bowling has been pretty good. The fielding has let us down. We bowl a bit, too many no balls, and also the catching, you know, the outfielding has been very patchy. So, you know, it's the details, you know, that we really have to start to work on and get a little better, and we got to find somebody who can between 1, 2, 3, and 4 to produce some runs.
Well, looking at the series now, of course, I know that when we started off with the T20 series, I was feeling pretty confident, as of course any West Indian would, because we know exactly what the team can do in T20 cricket. But that wasn't the case. Were you a bit surprised that we weren't able to at least get that series?
Well, you know, the funny thing, you know, is that talking to some of the Pakistanis, they were saying that the surfaces that we played on here are almost the same as what they're used to at home, you know.
So we basically shot ourselves in the foot there.
But, you know, so, I mean, it they didn't have too much of an adjustment to make. And to be honest, the pitches seemed to suit them more than they suited us, you know. So we didn't really perform that well. They had a very good bowling attack, which was better than ours, you know. But T20 cricket, you know, it's just who goes well on the day, you know.
But Jeff, we've been so good in T20 cricket, as Alexis points out. And now I'm looking for light in the tunnel. We right now kind of limping into the playoff spaces for the ICC. And in the past, and I've made the point right here in the Caribbean corner that we were able, or I thought we were able, to look at T20 cricket as foundations for our development going forward. Now, you mentioned Ross and Chase as a bright spark, but then as much as you say it's about the details, it was quite a lengthy list of details where West Indies cricket has come up short. What can we do to turn this around, to get our cricket back on track? And I asked that, I spoke to Sir Hilary Beckers a couple of years ago, and he was detailing some of the programs that they're rolling out in Barbados through UWE, using UWE and academics as a foundation. And you see the likes of Ross and Chase coming out of Barbados. What can West Indies do as a region to better deliver on some of the talent that you just mentioned?
Well, you only wanted to talk to me for about 10 minutes, so I just
Well, we have to try something, Sir Jeff.
But I mean, let us just look fundamentally. You know, every country who has all of the strong countries, their first class cricket is strong. Mm. Ours is not. No, our first, and then if their first class cricket is strong, it means that the next level, it's also strong. There's a lot of potential, a lot of organization there. We need to go back into the schools. We need to start, and after the years that if we start now, our next good West Indies team is about 14 or 15 years old right now.
interesting approach. I mean, and again, it ties into exactly what Secretary Beckles was talking about, using academics as a foundation for our cricket. I'm happy to hear you say, Jeff, that there is light at the end of the tunnel, because for a long time, and as I've just pointed out, for those of us who remembered the teams that you played in, the great West Indies teams, you're starting to wonder exactly how long this tunnel is, and I'm not sure what the answer to or I wasn't sure what the answer to that was, but you at least provided some light.
But Chaka, you know that, you know, even let us use soccer as an example. If the talent is there, then you can instill the fundamentals, you can refine them, and you can build from there. What we need to do is exactly that. We tend to coach cricket, but we don't teach it. So when you get to, as you go, and you know this as well, that the higher you go, the more mental the game becomes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody has the same sort of talent level, but it's the guy who can think on his feet, the guy who's smart, the guy who can analyze quickly and assess situations, he's the guy who's going to separate himself from the rest. So that element, I don't think that element is there. That's an element that needs to be added. You've got to teach the game and also teach the history of the game.
Jeff, let me ask this, and I want to pose this question. I'm not looking for an answer that will get you in any kind of trouble or stir any kind of a hornet's nest here. But has anybody approached you or people like you who've played in those great teams who are students of the game about your opinions and asking for any direction in how we take our cricket forward?
You know, it's not a matter of being approached, because those opinions are out there. You know, we talk about this. I mean, I'm in the media, and we talk about it. But I don't know. I don't know if maybe the administrators really understand, you know, how to put it together. You know, in the sense of everything has to be in steps, and each step has to be connected.
Well, let me make this point, and I can separate myself certainly from West Indies cricket and the administration. But to Jeff's point there, we work in the media, and there are things that we can say in the media and pictures that we paint that are totally different if we are sat around a table with those same administrators asking us our opinions on laying the foundation of the game. We discuss football, my sport, quite regularly. We discuss Trinidad and Tobago football. And I have opinions about the national team right now, about the players, about the administration, about the coach, about the fans, that I will express totally different or have a totally different approach if I were asked by somebody within the TTFA what needs to be done to continue to move our game forward.